Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are real signs of recovery in the real estate market. We saw one yesterday in one key metric, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. It noted an 11% average increase nationwide compared to this time last year. But we decided to get a reality check on the ground. So we turned to Phoenix, Arizona, which tops the Case-Shiller Index. And again, Case-Shiller compares home prices in 20 major metropolitan areas. It turns out that prices in Phoenix rose a whopping 22.5% over the last year. Randy Courtney owns Courtney Valleywide Properties in Phoenix. Welcome, Randy.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so let me just start by asking you, at the height of the foreclosure crisis, Phoenix was one of the hardest hit cities in the country. So does it feel like a recovery now?
It certainly does. You know, we had over 73% of our inventory were bank-owned and short sale listings. Today, they're just over 20%.
So what do you think is driving the dramatic turnaround?
You know, when the cost of building is many times greater than the cost of the sale price, a lot of baby boomers that have been waiting on the sideline with mattress money and cash, looking for second homes, looking for vacation homes, deciding to purchase now instead of waiting several years, knowing that these prices probably will never, you know, never be seen again, coupled with a lot of Canadians, you know, straight north of us in Calgary, Alberta, you know, sitting on a lot of oil money, a lot of cash, and we've had just a huge influx of Californians, Midwesterners, and Canadians.
Oh, interesting. So a lot of people from outside the Phoenix area.
We have a lot of companies moving into the area just because the cost of doing business in Arizona is so low.
Right. So I'm seeing listings for a three-bedroom single-family home in Phoenix currently selling for $400,000. And a similar house would have sold last year for, what, $325,000? So a $75,000 increase for a home like that. Is that considered the norm now?
That is correct. And, of course, it gets even tighter when you go down in price range. Last August, we got down to about a month's supply, and those properties under 250 were probably, we had about a week and a half supply. So, you know, multiple offers, bidding wars, cash was king. You know, ironically, last year we had about 42% of all our sales were cash.
42% were cash. No mortgage involved.
No mortgage.
That is incredible. Do you think that that's actually good for Phoenix and you know, residents in Phoenix overall? If so much of this of the housing market's being driven by people who are just coming from the outside.
Well, I think, you know, long term we're okay. You know, everything still pencils. You still can buy a home and rent it and get a return. When we find that the market heats up too fast and the prices, of course, outstrip any type of return, that's when we are at a point where we start to raise some concern.
Randy Courtney is owner of Courtney Valleywide Properties in Phoenix. Thanks so much for giving us this snapshot into what's really happening there. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, just give me a call and love to be of help.
Well, on the other end of the home price index is Cleveland, where housing prices have increased only by 4.8%, making it one of the more stagnant real estate markets in the U.S. right now. Robert Gallman runs the real estate agency, the Gallman Group, in Cleveland. And Robert, we asked Randy Courtney in Phoenix if the numbers match the reality he's seeing there on the ground. Are they matching what you're actually seeing in Cleveland?
I don't think so. I think reality is relative. When you have markets like Arizona or coastal markets, when the growth was there, they really blew up. We're in Cleveland, even in the good days, we appreciated 3 or 5%, which is the great thing when it comes to the downturn, because if you don't go up so high, you can't go down too low. So, of course, our numbers aren't going to be as high as far as growth because we didn't fall that far.
Okay, but at one time in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County in 2007, that year the city was sixth on the list of cities with one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country. Has that leveled out, or are you seeing the same very high foreclosure rate in Cleveland?
We're starting to see it level out a little bit. I mean, if you look at Cleveland as a whole and you look at it more as Northeast Ohio, you see a little bit more balance to it. I mean, obviously foreclosures hit us as it did everybody else. You know, I don't think it's any more or less relative to, you know, to the numbers that we have.
Okay, so who's buying now in Cleveland then?
One of the big things we're capturing right now are those move-up buyers, whether it's from house one to house two or from house two to house three. Additionally, for the first time in 5 years, we're seeing quite a resurgence of the relo buyer. We're seeing a lot of relocation coming to Cleveland. So right now we have the spring market, you know, on top of an emerging market. So it's fun to sell real estate again, which for the last 5 years, it hasn't been real fun.
What about for those buyers who are, say, you know, they're trying to move up, as you mentioned? Because one thing that still seems to be true is that it's tough to actually get a mortgage. It's tough to get a bank to give you the loan. Is that still a problem in Cleveland as well?
It is. It is. Anytime you have things get out of control as they did a few years ago, the belts get tightened and arguably everybody always overreacts. They're starting to loosen a little bit, but it's great to get back to this where, you know, we're getting a little bit more stable from the lending side, which should hopefully prevent us from getting into what we did about 5 years ago.
Yeah. So, Mr. Gallman, forgive me for asking this, because we in the media here are in part to blame. But every time the nation in recent months and years hears about Cleveland, it seems to have to do with some bad news. You know, for example, the recent story about the young women who had been abducted. At least that ended in good news. But I wondered, does Cleveland's rep nationally, has that in any way had an effect on who wants to move to the city or the real estate market there?
Well, absolutely. We do a lot of relocation business, and we see that. I got transferred here with my family in the early 80s, and of course, you know, that's when it was the mistake on the lake and the burning river and all that stuff, and we didn't want to come. And once you get here, I mean, it's really a wonderful place to raise a family. I mean, we have terrible luck in sports, and, you know, there always seems to be a little bit of a shadow over us, and the weather certainly doesn't help. But you know what? Having said all that, it's still a wonderful place to live. And I'm still here. So, I mean, I could sell real estate anywhere, but, you know, I choose to stay here in Cleveland.
Well, Robert Gallman runs the real estate agency, the Gallman Group, in Cleveland. Mr. Gallman, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.
Well, let us know what housing prices look like where you live at hereandnow.org. Tomorrow on the show, an update on the Syria conflict. Britain says it has new information on the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government. That's tomorrow. But still ahead today, the sequester, science funding, and how the National Institutes of Health is feeling the squeeze. The news is next, here and now.